So I've been getting some complaints lately that the shiur starts a bit late. So Be'ezah Hashem, B'li Neda, we will try to be punctual. And the shiur will start at exactly 9 o'clock every week. As I stress, B'li Neda, but I will make an effort. And today we have already made some progress. This week's shiur is dedicated L'Ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Yitzchok Yehuda, Shenuach v'Sholom al Meshkova. He should be a Melech Tzedek for his family, and we should all hear the Tzedek Tzedek Yeshua as the Nachomais. This week's parsha and parshas Ba'al Yitzchok, we learn the parsha of Man, which actually appears twice in Tzedek Moshe, in Chumash Shemois, in parshas B'Shalach, and once again in parshas Ba'al Yitzchok at great length. Uvered satal ala machan alaylo yered hamon olav. And as we know, some of the halachas, Hilcha Shabbat, Suda Shabbat, are zeichel aman. Lecha Mishnah. The reason we need and we eat Lecha Mishnah is zeichel aman. Man did not descend from the heavens on Shabbat, and therefore Erev Shabbat there was Lecha Mishnah. And lezeicha haman, we eat lecha mishnah shabbos. Another minute which originates with the man is horis mapeh mekadesh. The shas kiddush, we need to cover the chalas. One of the reasons is zeicha laman uberedes atal yered haman olav. And Chazal teach us that there was a blanket of towel under the man that fell before the man, and the man was covered with towel, and that is the reason we cover the chalas by Suda's Shabbos. Regarding the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, there's a machlokes, the Magen Avraham and the Taz, whether it's a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan. It is interesting and noteworthy that nor the Magen Avraham nor the Taz don't appear in Hilchos Shabbos. But actually, in Hilchos Chanukah and elsewhere, the Taz, when we're dealing with Aloch and Echanak and Kiddush Hayam, which has precedence, which comes before the other, Echanak or Kiddush, the Taz says the question is only if a person has Chalit, but he wants to be Mekadosh Aleyayim, which of the two have precedence. But if he doesn't have Chalit, well, passing Shabbos definitely becomes before Ner Chanukah because that is a mitzvah d'oraisa, which is Lecha Mishnah. That is the Taz in Hilchos Chanukah Tufrei Shayim Ches. The Magen Avraham in Tufrei Shiyud Ches, which is Hilchos Yom Kippur, makes it very clear that Lecha Mishnah is a mitzvah d'rabbanon, and it is only an asmachta and a zeichel aman, but not a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Sam Soifer Tshuva Sarachayim Simen Ranvav brings in the name of Minchas Yankov, one of the great Achronim, somewhat of a compromise. And he says, Minnesota, you need 1.5 kikros. The Lashon of the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Chaya Volom Lepsoya B'Shabbos Al Shnei Kikros, Keneged Lecha Mishnah. The Sam Soifer quotes the Minchas Yankov, if you have one shleim and another half, Minnesota, that is sufficient. Why? Why would 1.5 be sufficient? An interesting argument. Interesting, Mishashaya. Because the Gemara in the beginning of Masechet Brochas, as probably all of you remember, the Gemara deals with the question, how many Mishmarois are there in a night? How is the night divided? How many Mishmarois? And the Gemara says, here in the Ovar, Mishmar of Apalge, Shtei Mishmarois Koreila. If you pass 1.5 Mishmarois, it is defined as 2. So the Minchas Yankov argues, if we need Lecha Mishnah, Minnesota, 1.5 would be considered as 2. Interesting, would we say that whenever we need 2, a Pishnayim Eidim Yokum Dover, maybe 1.5 would be sufficient? I don't know. I think regarding Mishnah Reis, it is Dover Mesuyim, Medim Mesuyim. But to say that 1.5 would be considered Lecha Mishnah would be a bit strange, especially if the origin and the reasoning and the rationale is Shlecha Mishnah de Bayman. So Bayman it wasn't 1.5. Bayman it was 2. It was a double portion. It was Lecha Mishnah Manish. And if the reason we need Lecha Mishnah is Dumi Daman, whether it's Menatoyram or the Rabbanan. Dumi the man means Dumi the man, and by man they were Lecha Mishnah. So the Minchas Yankov quoted by the Samsoif is an interesting opinion. But basically, as I quoted, the Machlokes Mogen Avraham and Taz, whether Lecha Mishnah is a mitzvah d'orais or a mitzvah d'rabbanan, nevertheless, it definitely is one of the basic and important halachas in this Shabbos. And one of the big questions is, how do we define the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah? Interesting, Rashi, in the source of the sugya, in Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin, Chayvonim Leftsoya Al Shtei Kikrois, because by the month we learn Lecha Mishnah, Rashi writes, Chayvonim Leftsoya Berchas Amoisi. So many understand Rashi, that actually the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah is to say Berchas Amoisi and Lecha Mishnah. That is the way to find the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah. According to Rashi, why is the lashon of Chazal, the lashon of the Gemara, Chayev Udam Liv Tzoya Al Shtei Kikos? We all know what B'tzias HaPas means. B'tzias HaPas means B'tzias HaPas, cutting the path. The B'tzia of the path. But Rashi nevertheless says, Chayev Udam Liv Tzoya, Bercha HaSamoitzi. Which brings us to a very interesting question. Many Hasidim, the meaning by many Hasidim is, generally Hasidim are always masked to make their own Berchus HaNehenim. Hasidim aren't Yotze Berchus HaNehenim with others. And that is regarding Tzias HaPas and also regarding Kiddush. So usually the meaning of Hasidim is either each and every member of the family makes Kiddush on his own, even if he doesn't make Kiddush on his own, and it's Yotze with the Kiddush of the Rosh HaMishpocha, but when he drinks wine, when he partakes of the wine, everybody says, Berchus HaYayin. And that is an interesting question, which the Briskarov asked his father, Reb Chaim, and as the story goes in Brisk, the Briskarov saw in Shul that the Rav makes Kiddush sometimes, even though in the litter they didn't have this meaning of Kedashim as they had by the Hasidim, but it did happen that either the father, Rav Chaim, in his home, made Kiddush, and some of the participants, some of the family members or the guests, made their own Berchus HaYayin. So if it's Leil Shabbos Kiddush, that shouldn't be a problem, because the Kiddush Leil Shabbos Kiddush is the bruch of Mekadosh HaShabbos. And with that bruch, the Rosh HaMishpocha is going to see all the others. But Kiddush HaRabbah, Kiddush Shabbos in the morning, what is Kiddush Shabbos in the morning besides Berchus HaNehenim? Kiddush HaRab is only the bruch of Boreh Pri HaGefen. So of the other members of the community or family or guests, I want to be Yotze Kiddush with a father because they don't have a kais, each and every one of them. And when they drink the wine, they once again make Berchus HaGefen. So they weren't what Yotze with his Berchus HaGefen. So where is their Kiddush? How would they Yotze Kiddush? When they drink, they don't have a kais, not a kais mole. And they weren't yaitzu with his brachas again, because if you're yaitzu with his bracha, how could you say a bracha once again? That would be a bracha of a tola. And the same question arises regarding b'tzias hapas and lecha mishnah. If the father is the one that has lecha mishnah, and he breaks the bread, and he gives a piece of challah to the children and other members sitting around the table, and they make a brachas amoitzi, then they weren't Yotze with his Berchus HaMoitzi. And when they make a Berchus HaMoitzi, they don't have Lecha Mishnah. So how would we explain Minei Chassidim according to the simplicity of Rashi, when Rashi says, Chayav Odom Levzoya Berchus HaMoitzi. If it's Berchus HaMoitzi, how is he Moitzi the others if they say the Bracha once again? So Rashi does say, Chayav Odom Levzoya Berchus HaMoitzi. Shulchan Aruch Harav Simrei Shayin Dalat Siv Dalat Chai Odom Klal Zayin Siv Beit in Hilchas Shabbos Kafa Chaim and many others say according to Rashi, if you're Yotze, you don't have Lecha Mishnah before you, and you're Yotze with the Lecha Mishnah of Davi HaMishpocha, of the Rosh HaMishpocha, of the senior member of the family, you're Yotze with him, then you cannot say Berchus HaMoitzi, because if you say Berchus HaMoitzi, you weren't Yotze Lecha Mishnah. So the Eshel Avram, the Church of Rav, in Simei Reishayin Daret, coming to be the Yashav Minei Chassidim to explain their meaning, he says, no, Lecha Mishnah is B'tzias HaPas, That is the lashon of the Gemara, chayav odom ratzaya. And if the mitzvah is betzia, then shlichu shel odom kemoisko. And the person that does betzia surpasses a shlich of all the others. Which is a questionable argument. First of all, it goes against Rashi. Rashi says, chayav odom ratzaya berches hamoisko. He does have an argument, so why is the Roshan of the Gemara Chayav Odom Litzaya al Shtay Kikrit, and why doesn't Rashi say Chayav Odom Levorech al Shtay Kikrit? Arguing that this is a concept of Shlichus is also a bit strange. If it is Shlichus, then you need Minui. The members aren't aware that he is their Shlich. They didn't delegate authority. They didn't ask him to do Tzias HaPas for them. So this wouldn't be Shlichus. So Rav Waldman says, Zochan liyodem shalei b'ponov. Interesting. Do we find the concept of Zochan liyodem shalei b'ponov b'nitzvus? Shalei b'ponov means without him asking you to do so. Doesn't make a difference whether it's in his presence or not. So by Zochan liyodem shalei b'ponov, we do not need the consent and the intention of the shaleach, but at least we need the consent and the intention of the shaleach. And it never occurred to us that when a person is a Britzaya, he needs to be Machavin to be Zaycha for all the others. For many reasons, Zochan Liyodem Shalei B'Ponov is not relevant here in our case, and I think neither is Shlichus. So this interpretation is a far-fetched interpretation, which brings us back to the basic question. So our Chassidim Yotze Lecha Mishnah. In my opinion, we need to reconcile the Lashon of the Gemara Chayavodim Liftzaya Al Shtei Kikrois, and Loshin Rashi Berchus Amoitz. And therefore, I think that the basic gather of Lecha Mishnah is a person has to be Koyveya, Su'uda, and Lechem Mishnah. And that is the Loshin Chayav Odom Levitzoya, Shtei Kikos. And when Rashi says Berchus Amoitz, he doesn't actually mean the Bracha. He cannot mean the Bracha. Because according to the Taz, if Lecha Mishnah is the Oraita, Berchus Amenin is only the Rabbanan. So how could we define Lecha Mishnah as Berchus Amoitzi if Lecha Mishnah is the Oraita and Berchus Amoitzi is only Midrabbanan? So how could we define the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah as Berchus Amoitzi? And therefore my understanding in Rashi would be we could mistakenly explain and understand Chayav Odom Levtzoy Al Shtei Kikrois. It could be at the end of the Suda. You know, after you do with the Suda, at the end of the Suda, you could bring Shtei Kikrois, be Mitzay and the Kikrois, and Mira Kazayas, or even less. Would a person be Yotzi, the Mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah? No. Because my understanding is the Mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah is to be Koyveya Suuda Al Lecha Mishnah. And that is what Rashi means, Berchus Amoitzi, meaning you need to start your Suda at Berchus Amoitzi has to be on Lecha Mishnah. Because the basic idea of Chayav Odom Levtzoya is not the Brocha in itself. At least according to the Taz, it cannot be the Brocha into itself because the Brocha is Rabbanan and Lecha Mishnah is Manat Torah. Rashi means to say that the Shtei Kikos are the Shtei Kikos on which you make Berchus Amoitzi Tchilas HaSuda, because the gather of Lecha Mishnah is Torah Lekvoya Suda Lecha Mishnah, and that reconciles the Loshon of Rashi with the Loshon of the Gemara Chayav Odom Levtzoya. Levtzoya meaning Tchilas HaSuda. When you make Berchus Amoitzi and you begin your Suda, you need to be Mitzoya Shtei Kikos. That is the gather of Mitzvah Lecha Mishnah, and therefore, in my understanding, each of the members, if the father, he is the Rosh HaMishpocha, he was the Tzeyan Shtei Kikrois, if you partake from his challah, you are Koyveya Suda Lecha Mishnah. Because those Shtei Kikrois don't cease to be Lecha Mishnah after the Betzia. Those are the Lecha Mishnah upon which are all our Koyveya Suda. So if everything depends on the Bracha, that is the problem. Because when each of the family members says the Bracha, it is no longer Lecha Mishnah, but it is not actually your personal Bracha. It is Kaveya Suda. And all our Kaveya Suda and those Lecha Mishnah upon which the father made his Bracha, So it doesn't matter the fact that you're making your bracha as well. The point isn't the bracha, the point is chilata se'uda and kviyat se'uda should be on nechem ishma. That is my understanding. And therefore, those that actually make the bracha on nechem ishma, vadai, that is the proper minig. But to see them that each and every member of the family makes his own bracha, somebody say, I was still mekayim the mitzvah of chayim l'tzoy al shtei kitzes, because the kviyat se'uda is on nechem ishma. So the basic... that goes back many years, and it is interesting because basically Hasidim are Ashkenazim. Today it's not exclusive. Nothing is exclusive today. But and Ashkenazim are noy kishikas haramo, and the Ramo makes it very clear that that the Balabai is boitzeya and he is moiti all the others. The same rule applying to Kiddush. But Hasidim were always makpin, and this goes back many years. Berchus Ananen, everyone says his own Berchus Ananen. Now we're not Yotze Berchus Ananen with one another. Maybe in another opportunity we will elaborate more on this question. So the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah is one of the halachas which are based on man. B'nei Yisrael b'midbar, Erev Shabbos, and Erev Yom Tov. They had Lechem Mishnah, and therefore Chazal Zeichel Aman were metakan the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah, and as above mentioned, according to the Taz and Hilchos Chanukah, Lechem Mishnah is the Oraisa. According to the Mogen Avraham and Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Lechem Mishnah is the Rabbanan, and the Posek is an Asmachta. Just coming to prove what Chazal say, Divrei Torah, Aniyim b'mukumecha, Dashirim b'mukumecha. We would expect to find this Mechloikas in Hilchos Shabbos, and it is not in Hilchos Shabbos, but far away destinations. The Mogen Avraham and Hilchos Yom Kippurim and the Taz and Hilchos Chanukah. The other minig I mentioned before is covering the chalas when one makes kiddush. And this minig has a source in the Gemara. In Psochim, Daf Kuf, and elsewhere, Chodesh, Mape, Umekadosh. If a person is a Milut Suda, and Shabbos comes in, Yom Tov comes in, Chodesh, Mape, Umekadosh, what is the need of Chodesh, Mape? And some Ritzurim interpret that whenever you make Kiddush, you need to be Chodesh Mape. And the Rashbam actually in Masechet Pesachim says that the minig was the Amekedem, that they brought in the tables only after Kiddush. Once upon a time, in the days of Chazal, Seder Suda was drastically different than it is in our communities. Basically, people sat al gabei mitos. Yeshiva Mizrachit on the floor, on rugs, on machzelois, and each and every one had a little table before himself, and it was personal. And therefore, the minig b'yamei kedem, according to the Rashbam, is that they brought in the shulchanois only after Kiddush. But because in our times, and this goes back many years to the days of the Rishonim, we sit around the table, and the table is big and heavy. It is impossible to bring in the table after Kiddush. And we cannot make Kiddush in one place and then move on to another room because Kiddush has to be b'mokom seuda. And therefore the minig is, Chodesh Mape u'mekadosh. So the table is set, because the Gemara also says in Shabbos when a person comes home, and Shulchonoi Oroch v'metosoi Mutzas, the Malachim say, Ashrei Shechokoloi, and then they say, Yehirotz and Shiei b'Shabbos Abov. So on one hand, we set the table when people come home from shul. On the other hand, it is customary that we bring in the Shulchan only after Kiddush, and that is the minute of Peres Mape Umekadosh. But why? Why do we cover the Chalas when we make Kiddush? Five different explanations we find in the Rishonim, and there are many nafka minas lahalocha between one approach and the other. Sheiltes Dereva Chaygun, one of the more important sources, because in the beginning of Ksubis, and once again in Zvochim, there's a Machloikis Reisus and Rashbam, not many people are aware of this Machloikis, who actually was the Baal Sheiltes Dereva Chaygun. The Rashba maintains that the Shiltas was Rav Achai, that is mentioned a few different places in Shas. So according to the Rashbam, the Shiltas bears extreme importance because that is actually one of the parts of Divrei Chazal, of the basic Torah of Shebal Peh. Tosfos rejects the opinion of the Rashbam, and according to Tosfos, the Shiltas was one of the Gaonim, important enough, but nevertheless, not one of the Amirot. So Shiltas the Rav Achai in Parshas Yisroel, Shiltas Nun Dalet, the Shiltas explain that Mishum Kvod Shabbos, we want to bring the Chanas in Shabbos Kodesh and not before Shabbos. That belongs to Yakore the Shabbat, to Kvod Shabbos, to emphasize, and it should be evident and obvious that this is Sud Shabbos, prepared for Shabbos, and therefore we do not put the Chalas on the table before Shabbos. So either we bring the Chalas in after Kiddush, or we cover the Chalas and uncover them after Kiddush, Mishum Kvod Shabbos. That is the She'iltas Derev Achai Don. The other approach is brought in Tosfos, Psochim Kuvov, and Tosfos says, Zecher Leman. One of the dinim that is Zecher Leman, and the man was covered with towel. Zecher Leman, we cover the chalas. Approach number three is brought in the Mordechai in Masechet Psochim and also in Orchis Chaim. According to the basic halachas of Brochas, Shivas Aminim come before any other grain or fruit. And within the Shivas Aminim, so chito comes before gefen. So by basic halachic definition, if we have bread or yayin, we should make the brocha on the bread before the yayin. However, the mitzvah of kiddush, yayin has precedence. If we have no wine, then mekadesh al hapach. But if we have wine, so in Hilchas Kiddush Hayoyim, Yayin comes before Chito. But in a Brochas, Chito would come before Yayin. So how do we reconcile this contradiction between Dine Kiddush and Dine Brochas? So we cover the path. Ignoring the path, as if it isn't Lefonenu, and therefore one can make the Brocha on the Yayin. And in Hilchas Kiddush, Yayin is more important than Yayin has precedence of a path. That is explanation number three brought in the Orchis Chaim and also in the Mordechai in Masechet Sukkot. Number four, an additional reasoning that we find in the Mordechai and very well known, Mishum Bezoyin the Pas. If we choose wine and neglect the Pas, Mishum Bezoyin the Pas, and Pas is choshever than any other Michael. It is Koveya Broch Aliyasmoy, and it is the Iker Seuda, Mishum Bezoyin the Pas. We do not want to insult the past, and therefore we cover it when we make Kiddush. Well, it is natural that this is symbolic, and many minhogim and halachas and even mitzvahs are symbolism, because once somebody asks, well, if the past could see, he could probably hear as well, and he's going to be hearing the maker by the pre-occupant. So the past doesn't see, and the past doesn't hear. It is for us, and not for the past. And many mitzvahs, even mitzvahs d'oraisas, some of the Rishonim and some of the great commentators throughout the ages, had the approach of symbolism, that this minute is definitely symbolic. Umeshim b'zayin in the past, we cover the bread when we make Kiddush Hayoyim. The last approach is also an approach that has sources in Divrei Rishonim, in Leket HaYosha and others. In Brochus Mem Beis, the Gemara says, mitzvah, lekvo yesuda alayayim. It is a mitzvah to be koveya suda al hayayin. A mitzvah to be koveya suda al hapas, but also al hayayin. And to emphasize that our intention is to be koveya suda al hayayin, the pas will have its turn. After Kiddush, we uncover the pas, we make birchas hamitzi, we're betzei al hapas, alecha mishnah. But we also want to be koveya suda al hayayin, and therefore we cover the pas when we make Kiddush to emphasize that we are koveya suda al hayayin. So these are five different approaches. What is the origin and the reasoning of the minig to be machases apas when we make kiddush? And we will discuss 10 different nafkaminas lahalacha between one approach and the other. And this will determine many minhagim. Minhagi yisur regarding the basic meaning of poiris, mapas, umekadosh. So in some kehillas, the meaning of covering the pas was only beleil Shabbos. Kiddush Rabbi Shabbos in the morning, they did not cover the pas. What would be the argument in explaining and giving basis and logic to this minig? I think it is based on the She'iltas, probably the earliest source of this minig. According to the She'iltas, we do not want to put the pas on the table Erev Shabbos. It is Kvoi Shabbos that Liachar Knitas Ayoim, Liachar Kiddush Ayoim, Liachar Kiddush Aliyayim, we bring the pas in. And that is more obvious that it's Lekovit Shabbos. It wasn't here before. According to this approach, it is only Leil Shabbos. Shabbos morning is Shabbos, before Kiddush, as after Kiddush. So according to the approach of the She'iltas, this minig would apply only the Leil Shabbos. However, our minig is, obviously, according to Rashi, maybe Zeich Alaman, maybe Bishop Bezoy in the past, and therefore, the more prevalent and the more accepted minig is, Kiddush Rabbah, the same as Kiddush Leil Shabbos Kiddush. And Shabbos morning, we also cover the fast when we make Kiddush. However, I think in most shuls and most kehillas, by Shalashudas, we don't cover the fast. Why not? Because if it has to do with Kiddush, Shalashudas, we don't make Kiddush. But if it has to do with Zeich HaLaman, Lecha Mishnah, we should do the same, Shalashudas. We have like a Mishnah and Shalashudas. Like a Mishnah is a Zeich HaLaman. Poiris Mapa is Zeich HaLaman. So why would Shalashudas be different than Shabbos morning or Leil Shabbos Kodesh? So according to the She'iltas, this minig is relevant only Leil Shabbos. Neither Shabbos morning nor Shalashudas. If it has to do with Kiddush, Mishim Bezoy in the past, that we are Mekadosh Alayayim, then the rule applies to Shabbos morning as well, but not to Shabbos Shudas. If you make Kiddush on wine. Yes. Do you mean to provoke me? Yes. I said before that Hasidim make their own Birkas on a Hennah. I can't say that Hasidim make Kiddush on Shnas. But Galitiana Hasidim do. And that was the minig in Galicia, in Rapshit, in Tzan, and in some others. So, I grew up in a Tzanza family. I have difficulty of defining who I am today, but I did grow up in a family of Tzanza Hasidim, and I am proud to be a disciple of the great Kloys of Magadari, and he made Kiddush on Shnaps, Shabbos morning, because that was minig of Oysev. That was the minig of the Divrei Chaim. He was Makabel of the Rav Shesterov. But I myself, I do not think we have a concept of Chamar Medina in our days. I don't think Schnapps today could be defined as Chamar Medina. So the Kloizim Magarevi made Kiddush on banana, like of all the drinks in the world. So why did he use banana liquor? Because the Belzerov, Zavaran, used banana liquor. And when the Kloys of Magadabi visited the Belzeruf says it's a Gita Mashke. He definitely was an angel, but one could challenge his taste when it comes to liquor. So to define banana liquor as Hamar Medina would be very, very far-fetched. Probably besides Belzeruf and Kloys of Magadabi, nobody drinks banana liquor anymore. I wonder why they manufacture it. But today, we are living in a modern day and age, and there is such a tremendous variety, I don't think any master could be defined as Chamar Medina in our day and age. Everything today is catered to one's personal taste. So once upon a time, there were entire areas, you know, towns and cities and countries where most of the people drank the same mashke. That is no longer. I think the only thing that everybody drinks, or many people drink, is Coca-Cola. And Coca-Cola is an artificial mashke. I don't think it's fine. It's Hamadina. What I really feel is today, what people drink more than anything else, is water. And water, you definitely can't make kiddush on water. And therefore, I feel that the only thing you could really make kiddush on is wine or grape juice. Because in my opinion, grape juice is kiyayin l'chol. Besides pudding, grape juice is wine for dalat koisus, for kiddush, for anything else. But besides yayin, nothing would be defined today as Hamar Medina, and therefore I am very doubtful that one could really make Kiddush on schnapps today. So, coming back to the napkin minutes between one approach and the other, Shalashudis, some Achronim say, you should cover the pass by Shalashudis as well, because it's Zeichel Aman. And just as we have Lecha Mishnah by Shalashudis, you should cover the pass, because if we have Lecha Mishnah Zechel Aman, we should have Purdus Mapa Zechel Aman. But the more common minig is that by Shalashudis we don't cover the pas. Obviously, our minig is based on Kiddush, Mishum Bezioinu Shal Pas, and therefore, by Shalashudis we don't do it. The Yoruch HaShulchan, Reish Tzadokah L'Sif Yud, maintains, he writes already, that by Shalashudis the minig is not to cover the pas, obviously based on the approach that the reason to cover the pass is not Zechel Aman, but Mishum Bezyoinoi Shal Pass. And Abba Nefkamina would be, do we need a mapa beneath the pass or only on top? If it is Mishum Dinei Brochus, Yakur Dishabata, Bezyoinoi Shal Pass, according to all these reasonings, you only need to cover it from above. But if it's Zechel Aman, you need mitachas and me'al. Uberedes atal, yered haman of. So the man was enveloped in tal from beneath, from above, and therefore we need a mapa beneath and not only on top. And if the pas is brought in la'achar kiddush, do we still need to cover the pas? If it is mishum bizyoinu shel pas, it is only when you say Berachas Ad Gefen. But if it is Zechel Aman, then even Liachar Berachas Ad Gefen, which brings us to various different minhagim. When do we uncover the pas? So everybody agrees that by Kiddush, the pas should be covered. Till when? So in some sources we find after Kiddush, when you approach Berachas Hamitzi, you uncover the pas. There is somewhat of a controversy regarding the Mishnah Berurah, Reishai and Dalet, Siv Kot and Dalet. So the Yoruch HaShulchan, Reishai and Aleph, Siv Kot Bey, says, Achrei Berachas Hamitzi, when you say Hamitzi, the pas still should be covered. That is obvious in the Emden Siddur, by the Yankiv Emden. This minig necessarily being based on Zechel Aman, maybe also Kedima of Brachas. But you already said the Berachas Ad Gefen, so what's the point in keeping the pas covered when you say Berachas Hamitzi? So if we maintain it is Zechel Aman, there is room for an argument that when you say Berachas Hamitzi, still should be covered. As long as it's Lecha Mishnah, it should be like Lecha Mishnah of Man. However, that is not a necessity, because the man was covered with tal only as long as it was out in the field. But when it was brought into the house, it was no longer covered with tal. So this is only a Zeichel Aman. And one could argue, maybe it's enough of a Zeichel if it's by Kiddush covered. Many argue that it's a halachic mistake or violation if the pasa is covered by Berachas HaMaisi. Because Berachas HaHanan, like Berachas HaMitzvahs, are to be said, Oyver LaSiyosan Velo Oyver De'Oyver. As little hefsek as possible should be between Berachas HaMaisi and Betzias HaPas. And that is the reason that we cut into the Maisi and the Lechem Mishnah even before saying the Bracha. So why cover it? Necessitating uncovering the path between the Bracha and Achila. And therefore the more common minig, which is also my minig, when I say Berachas HaMaisi, the path is not covered. So there are various different minhagim. And these minhagim are also dependent on the various different explanations. What is the origin and the rationale of the minhag of covering the pas? Ulai, okay. If you cover the pas with a transparent cover or with a reshet in which you could see through the matter. But because I said before that covering the past is symbolic, I'm not thoroughly convinced that it makes a difference whether it is see-through or not see-through. After all, you covered the past. And even if you can't see through, you know it's there. So it's more of a symbolic act covering the past. So I don't know whether there really would be a halakhic difference whether you could see through or not see through. But what is the din if a person is mekadesh al hapas? He has no yayin. Or he cannot drink wine for health reasons. And he is mekadesh al hapas. Does he have to cover the pas? This is a discussion between great poskim, the Levush and the Elyon Rabbah. Once again, dependent on the different reasons. If it's boishtoi shal pas, or if it is because we have a problem, which of the two brachas comes earlier as precedent, then if you're mekadesh al hapas and he's not even making berachas hayayin, there's no reason to cover the pas. But if it is Zeich al Aman, then he should cover it even though he is mekadesh al hapas. So once again, there would be a difference between the two tamen. And how about Kiddush Shabbos in the morning when you have no pas and there's a Kiddush in Shul? And there's cake or cookies or kugel, you have to cover those. Once again, if it is Zeich el Aman, you're not doing Lecha Mishnah. This is not the Ikasidah Shabbos. Lecha Mishnah is a concept. Lecha Mishnah shall pass in Berachas HaMaisi. So by Kiddush, you don't have Lecha Mishnah. It has nothing to do with Zeich el Aman. But if the reason is Mishum Boishtoi shall pass, well, maybe only by pas there is a kpeda of the covered of pas. But if the reason is, maybe Berachas HaMaisi and Chito has precedence over Berachas HaGefen, that even by a kiddush, if you're eating kugel or cake that is made out of Chito, you have the problem and therefore you should cover. And this is also a minig that different minhagim in different places, also dependent on the different approaches and different reasonings. The Leket Yoshua was one of the Rishayim, a Talmud of the Tumas Adeshin, and he quotes that the meaning of the Tumas Adeshin was many, many Talmidim of the Yeshiva. I think it's the Maril, not the Tumas Adeshin. The Maril was a great Rosh Yeshiva, and they all were Samach al Shulchanoi. And the table was full of food, and only the Maril, he was the Mekadesh, he covered his Lecha Mishnah, but all the others were open, and they were not covered. And his approach is that, as I said, it is a symbolic act, and therefore it would be enough if his pas is covered, and that obviously is more acceptable if it's Zeich el Aman. So many different minhagim, and one of the interesting minhagim that we find in the Magen Avraham and Simen Kuf Pei, the Magen Avraham brings them in, that by Berachas HaMazon, once again, the past was covered. Why? Because once again we have the kites, which is an interesting minhag. And many Achrayim question this minhag, because Zeichel Aman, by Berachas HaMazon, we no longer have Lechem Mishnah. Is the problem Boishtoi shall pass? We cannot and we do not make Berachas HaMoitzi once again. We already made a Moitzi at the beginning of the Suda. Is it that we're not Mevorach ala pas? Kosher Brocha is only Yayin. So it is very difficult to understand and define this minig in accordance to all the different approaches we quote it. So one of the early Achroinim, Shalat HaTshuv, is Be'er Esik Simen Chav Zayin, has an original approach. But the source of this minig is Rabbeinu Bachye, one of the Rishonim, and therefore it really merits an effort to give somewhat of a hesbah. One of the Svarim, the less known Svarim of Rabbeinu Bachye, is Shulchan Shel Arba, and it is there that he writes the minig once again to cover the past b'shas berachas hamazon kos shel brocha. So the Be'er Esik says, well, berachas hamazon brings down shefa. Ve'en habrocha metzuya ela b'dover hasomim menuayim. So in a symbolic way, we cover the past, which is the somim menuayim, the berachas Hashem itashio. And the shepherd brought down Ali Day Berchas HaMazon should be Chal al HaPas, and that is why, that is the interpretation of the Be'er Esik in covering the Pas by Berchas HaMazon as well. Can you say it? Can you say it? Then, Be'er Esik, Anachnu Megalim Et HaMatzot, V'Mechassim Et HaMatzot, but that is a totally different origin than anything we discuss today. That has to do with Leil HaSeder. And in some parts of the Leil HaSeder, when we want to stress the Matzah Zusha Onu Oichrim, Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, we uncover the Matzah, and in other parts we stress only the Dalat Koisis and not the Matzah, but that is a different idea and a different concept. Well, if he is Korveya Suda, and then he needs to make a Berachas HaMoitzi and Berachas HaMazon, then he definitely would have to cover the path. However, I know very few people that Shabbos would be Korveya Suda and possible Mekisna. Why would one do so? And I am generally a maker in the din of Kriya Suda Bapasa Boba Kitnan, as I wrote at great length in Menchasol Shechelik Beis Shalas HaTshuv. I do not agree to the machmirim that say on Da'at Beitim, you make Berachas HaMoitzi. I think one cannot make Berachas HaMoitzi on Pasa Boba Kitnan only if he really eats a lot of Pasa Boba Kitnan. But because this is not the basic Suda we're dealing with today, we'll leave it for another opportunity. So at the end of today's shiur, I quoted the Be'er Esik. The reason we cover the past by Berachas HaMazon is you should benefit and be nana from Berachas Shamayim. So we are a generation that loves Gulas. We are a generation that seeks Gulas. But to my dismay, the stranger, the more esoteric as Gula is, for some reason it has more appeal to us all. And many people have really strange Gulas. And without sounding cynical, I do wish to say that the most important Gulas are the ones that we find in Chazal and in the Rishonim, and the ones that basically make sense. So on a daily basis, I am asked, what is this Gula for Tanocha? And we are living in a different financial time, especially for Bnei Torah and Eretz Yisrael. So I think the most important Gula for Panosa, probably everybody would guess Parshas Haman. Yes, Parshas Haman. Parshas Haman is brought in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. But the Mishnah Berurah and the Mugen Avraham and all the Poskim explain that this Gula Parshas Aman is not merely saying Parshas Aman, but it is really getting into it, and the Bitochen and Emunah. When we say Parshas Aman, we should try to understand and appreciate and to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev HaMizan U'mefanes Mebeit HaKinem Ad Kan Eliyenim Miyodoy HaGedoylo HaRachavo VaHamaleo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustained our forefathers in the Midbar, giving them Lechem and Hashamayim. So everything is Biyodoy. So it is not merely saying Parshas Aman, but appreciating and understanding Parshas Aman. And the Sefer HaChinuch writes, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes him in Dinei Berachos HaMazon, that Berachos HaMazon Bekavona is a Sgula for Panosa. That is a Sgula for Shefa. And it is the same idea as Parshas Aman. The only Berachah that Likuli Aon is Menatzoyer is Berachos HaMazon. So obviously, of all the Mea Brachas that we say every day, Berachos HaMazon is unique. And the essence of Berachos HaMazon is expressing thanks and gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for providing for us, for the sustenance and the penosa, that He is Mashpia Men HaShumayim. And therefore, Berachos HaMazon is the greatest Gula for Shefa and for Hatzlacha. And in the same way, Parshas Aman, Betochen is as good for Penosa. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Avoiteach b'Hashem Chesed Yisrael v'Venu. Ukemides haBetochen kach mides haShefa. So Chassidim tells the story of the great Tzaddik Reb Zusha Mahanepali, the Melech Melezhent, only brother. And Reb Zusha was once sitting with his Chavraya Kedishin on a Torah v'ala Avodah, and days passed, and they had nothing to eat. And there was a neighbor down the block who was a rich almana, and from time to time, she supplied the Chassidim sitting in the shtibel with all their needs, but they hadn't seen her for a week. And the Chassidim plead with their Rebbe, please, why don't you go over and tell her that we're hungry? We had nothing to eat for the past 3 days. And Zusha felt that that is beyond the hishtadlus, which is demanded from him. But being Reb Zusha Mahanepali and having Rachmanis and the young Chassidim, Oivdei Hashem, so obviously he put on his tilip, his lezavulka, walked down the block up to the house of that rich almana, touched the doorknob, and went back to the shtibel. And as Chassidim asked, you didn't do anything. You didn't even knock on the door. How do you expect her to know that you were standing outside and you touched the doorknob? And Avzusha said, for me, I do not feel that I need to do more shtibels. Anything I will do beyond that is more than is required. And in a few minutes, that lady showed up and she saw there's nothing to eat in the Beis Medrash, and she showed the truckload of supply. And Reb Zusha said, the shtadlus demanded and expected from every individual is dependent on the midas habetochen that he has. Speaking about Reb Zusha Mahanepali, there is only once in the entire Noam HaMelech in which Rebbe HaMelech Melezhen quotes his brother Reb Zusha, and that is in Parshas Bahar. In Parshas Bahar, when we learn the mitzvah of Shmitas Karkois and Shnas HaShvias, and we are in the midst of Shnas HaShvias, so in Parshas Bahar, we find the Pasuk says, V'chitzoyim emanoi chol miyatov, V'chitzivisi ez berachot. Rabbi HaMelech quotes Reb Zusha Mahanepali, and he says, if you wouldn't ask any questions, there would be no need for any special brachas. Isn't it natural that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you not to plow, not to sow, not to harvest, and not to work in the field? You think he'll let you starve? If you wouldn't ask Man Oichel Miato, you would have no doubt there would be abundance and there would be no need for any special barakah. But when you will ask Man Oichel Miato, with that doubt, you are purgeya in Sinoides HaShepa, by which a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mashpia Shefa Elyon Shefa Eloki. But nevertheless, because you are observing the mitzvah of Shemitah, Kodesh Baruch Hu promises, you will lack nothing. Mitzivisiyas Brachos. And a Sefer Torah Tavos from the Slana Merebes, it is brought that the Lechavish at Tzadik said that this is a pshat that Zusha heard from Eliyahu HaNavi. Interesting. Why would he need to hear this from Eliyahu HaNavi? I think Rav Zusha was great enough to be mechadesh this pshat on his own. And I would say, Chochamot of Menavi. Why does he need to hear this from Eliyahu HaNavi? He actually was mechaven to one of the great Rishonim, the Sephorno, on that same path. But the Sephorno goes beyond Rav Zusha Ma'anipol. And the Sephorno says, if you wouldn't ask Man Oichel Miato, the bracha would be a far greater bracha. Like the Gemara says in Yumid Atlamet Tes. Kol yomov shel shemen atzadek nishtarchu bracha belechem avonim ubishtei alechem. Oichel kima umizborach b'mayel. There would be no double in the fields. The harvest would be the same, but it would satisfy you for 2 years. And the bracha would be the bracha that was called Yom of Shul Shimon HaTzad. Oichel kimo umizborach b'mayel. However, your question, Man Oichel Me'ata, was destructive. And therefore, it is not that bracha, but a lesser bracha. And the fields will give abundant fruit, but the toil will also be doubled. Not only the harvest will be doubled. Double charish, double zriya, double katsir, double isuf, double ichsun. And that is because you ask Manoi Chalmiyat. So the Sephorna, as the Zusha Ma'anipoli, the basic idea being, Midas HaBetochen brings Chesed, V'HaBoteach B'Hashem Chesed Yisoy V'Ven. So if Rav Zusha Ma'anipoli heard Eliyahu HaNavi, so I'll give you even a greater Chiddush. The Talmud was one of the great disciples of the Baal Shem Tov, and one of his forum is called Ksonis Pasim. And in Ksonis Pasim, Pasha Shemini, he writes, B'Shem HaRambam, that if our betochen would be on the same level as the betochen of our forefathers, the Dor HaMidbar, we would eat man b'zman hazeh. It is only dependent on betochen. Where is that in the Rambam? I dare to say, nowhere in the Rambam. Well, I went through the Mishneh Torah many times. I think I went through the Perasha Mishneh. I went through the Moreh Nevuchim. I don't think that's anywhere in the Rambam. Maybe he heard it from the Rambam. Who knows? It was only 600 years from the Rambam to the Talmud, but maybe, you know, if Rav Zusha heard it from Eliyahu HaNavi, maybe the Talmud heard it from the Rambam. But that is what he quotes from the Rambam. Well, the Rambam itself, Shmita V'Yoyro, comes close, but he doesn't talk about man. Yes. The Rambam writes in the last halach of Shmita V'Yoyro, Lo yishevet Levi belvad era kol ishvish mekol boi yoyla mashor, Nodvo ruchoi vehevino madoi, lamoid lefnei Hashem liyav deyul eshor soi, ledayu et Hashem, הולך יושו כפי שעשו אלוקים ופועלת מעולבו לחשבונת הרבים אשר ביקשו להם בני האדם רייטס רמב״ם הרי זה נזכה לשקודש קודשים ויספיק השם כל פרוח זאת הרמב״ם רייטס. But the Rambam demands not only midas of a tochen, far more than midas of a tochen. Lamoy lifnei Hashem la'avda yunashar soy. V'dayo es Hashem. Hoy lech yosho kefi shosohu erukim v'poyrik mi'ol avoy lech eshboy nisarabi masher bikshu lem ben yodam. הרי זה נזכר לשקודש קודשים ויספק השם כל צלחות. So there is something in midas of a tochen. Midas of a tochen brings shefa. And that is the underlying idea in the Sefer HaChinuch. Berchas ha-mozoin b'kavona. When you stand before HaKodesh Baruch Hu, ha-shlech al-Hashem, yehovcho, v'hu yechal kolach. And with the mona pshuti, you thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu, ala oretz ha-toivo, ala oretz ala mozoin. That is poiseach sharei shefa. And the same with Parsha Saman. So the minute to say Parsha Saman every day is not about saying Parsha Saman, but feeling Parsha Saman. And the Emunah Pshuta, that everything is Miyodoi, Hamaleo, Harachava, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no lack of anything. So many times when people ask me questions, to what degree could we cut corners trying to make a living? And I say, Kodesh Baruch Hu has no problem with cash. No. He has enough money. He could print as much money as he wishes. He has not a problem with inflation. I cannot believe that a Kodesh Baruch Hu expects us to act in any dishonest way for Panosa. Doesn't he have enough money to give us with integrity and with honesty? We need more betochen, and we need to believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu will give us shefa and brocha in atzlocha, bedarke yosha, beheto, bekoved, ubeshefa, which we learn in this week's parsha. And Berchus HaMozon B'Kavona. Those are the two most important segulas for Panos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us all Daim Asori Ashiyech Saloi. He should bestow his rachamim upon us all. B'bona, b'chaya, b'mezoina. And the schus of midas ha-betochen and emunah pshuta. He should fulfill all our needs, Baruch Nias Uvegash Nias. And we should all be Zoicha, Luchas Nishamayim, Yeshua Yisrael, and be as Gerol Tzedek, Bemheru Diyomenu Amen. Letzari Vilesim Chosi, next week Sunday, I will be in London for a family simcha, but we will not have a Shia next week. The coming Shia Beis Hashem is in 2 weeks' time.